Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's topic is Virgin Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Is there anyone in history of the world who was asked to have more faith than Mary? She was young, she was a virgin, she was probably expecting her day to continue to follow the course of the normal life. And it is a no-name Galilee town in the era that didn't even know it was an era. And then came the message from heaven. To be visited by an angel, that would be enough. But the words, those troubling, confusing, ineffable words. The word came through the Lord, saying, "The Lord is with you." Yes, certainly that's true of all of us, generally speaking. But in this case, the emphasis was, "The Lord is with you." The God who chose us has made another choice. As with Abraham and Moses and Isaiah and Ruth and David, God chose his instrument to do his work in the world. High favored indeed. You will be with a child in a way that no woman before or since has been with child, a virgin and yet with child. Is that too hard to believe? Is it too much to ask 21st century people to believe that there was one day when God did something not too hard for him to do, not too complicated to understand, but utterly unique? Is it too hard for the creator of the universe to cause a woman to have, by an act of creation, a complete zygote, which would become an embryo and which should become a fetus and which would become a newborn baby? Is it too hard to believe if you think that the creator can never do anything like that? But who can make up such a rule for God? Mary must not be worshipped, but she must not be ignored. She stands at the crossroad between the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New. She was asked to believe something that none of us could ever imagine. And in her whole life, from stable to cross, she pointed to Jesus. Stop and ask yourself this question. If Mary were here today, how would she celebrate Christmas? Let us pray. Lord, help me to believe that when you choose to show your favor in a unique way and choice, you are doing what is right and normal for you. Help me to have even a measure of faith of Mary that would say, "Lord, do whatever you choose to do in my life." In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.